come first, and we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness, for your righteousness. And we seek your kingdom first, we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness. Oh, we long for your righteousness. We lay our lives down at your altar, Lord. And we place our hearts before your holy throne. We lay our lives down at your altar, Lord. We place our hearts before your holy throne. We seek your kingdom first, and we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness, for your righteousness. And we seek your kingdom first, and we hunger and we thirst for your righteousness, for your righteousness. We lay our lives before your altar, Lord. We place our hearts before your holy throne. We lay our lives down at your altar, Lord. We lift our hearts up to your holy throne. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so precious is the flow, oh, that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No. Jesus. And oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. No, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Oh, we'll praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raise this life up from the dead. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your eyes of fire. Thank you for your candle that searches the ends of our hearts. Father, our hearts are before you. our spirit, our soul, we lay before you. We cry out to your mercy seat. We thank you, Father, for this window of your mercy upon our lives, that we might truly find mercy in this time of need and grace to help us. Father, your mercy comes through the blood of your Son, Jesus, upon broken and contrite hearts. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Father. We thank you for drawing our hearts to you, O God. We commit, O God, our hearts to you. We commit our soul. You are the only one that we can trust with our soul and our spirit and our hearts. Tonight, O God, like a soil, it is before your thrones. As a master husbandman, we surrender that through these weeks, O God, you will continue to break every area, O God. You continue, Father, to plow every ground. You continue to purge everything. You remove every stone, you remove every thorn, every tissue, anything that you have not planted, anything that is hidden. You continue to pull these things out of our lives that they will not have room to grow anymore. That your word that is planted in our lives, that your word that you'll be planting in our lives this season will find room to breathe, to grow into the fullness of that which you desire to manifest. Father, thank you. Thank you for laying this foundation in our lives for what you're about to do this season. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of known and unknown sins, presumptuous sins. Forgive us of every area of pride in my life, in our lives, every area of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, every area of self-will and self-centeredness. Father, every area of idolatry, anything in our lives, O God, that is built upon self, upon flesh, we repent and we ask you, Father, in your mercy, in your grace, to purge us with the blood of your Son, with the blood of Jesus. Purge us, cleanse us, scratch us, just scrub our hearts and our soul of everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for making our hearts ready for you. For making our hearts ready for you. What you're about to do. What you prepared for us to receive. Make our hearts ready. Make our soul ready. Make our spirit ready. Tonight. Begin tonight, Father. By the blood of your Son. Father, we yield, we surrender. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If we can pass the communion around. Just as they give you the communion, you and the Lord, just use the communion to solidify what you've been doing, you and the Lord. Just you and the Lord, just take the communion as a way to seal what the Lord is. You've been this foundation that we're laying for him to rest upon. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. As the Lord wanted to do a mighty work to separate, to put a difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites, as the Lord was about to make a mighty work to transfer, to set Israel free, to release their inheritance, to release wealth into their hands, to bring healing, to restore, and to draw them unto himself, and to manifest the cloud by day and the fire by night, the first thing he did was to place the blood upon the doorpost of their hearts, of their life. He placed the blood to give them access to his presence and to his glory. And he placed the blood to remove and to keep them away from the spirit of destruction. So as we enter these 21 days, we use the blood of Jesus. This word, the promise of the Lord upon our lives, we receive the promises of the Lord for the season that which the Lord has prepared. We receive this word of the Lord. We receive it into our hearts. We receive whatever, Lord, you prepared from the foundations of the earth to be released into our destiny, to be manifested, to be planted, Father, that which is from heaven, that which has been ordained. We come in agreement with it tonight for the season. We come in alignment with your heart, with your purpose, with your word for our lives, for this hour. We receive it. We come in covenant as we receive this bread of life, this living word. We receive it. We stand in agreement with your word tonight as we partake of this word. In Jesus' name. You can receive. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the blood of your Son. Jesus, we thank you, Lamb of God. Before you left, you made this covenant clear. That as often as we take this, we bring into remembrance this covenant that you have established with your blood, this New Testament covenant. Father, we thank you that the blood of bulls and goats became a memorial of the covenant you made with Moses and the children of Israel to bring them out of captivity, to dethrone the seed of Satan upon their lives, to release their inheritance, to release their jubilee, to release their healing, to bring them out of the house of bondage, to inherit a land, a place you prepared for them from the foundations of the earth. Father, I thank you for you made a covenant with the blood of bulls and goats that established your faithfulness towards Israel. Israel, that your promises and your covenants you will never break, and the words that have come out of your mouth that you spoke to Abraham was never forgotten. Today we thank you for the covenant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the covenant he made, that he died for our sins, he was crucified, he paid the full penalty, and has released us from the powers of Satan. I thank you that he's brought us out of the house of bondage into your marvelous light, to walk in divine inheritance, to walk in divine provision, to walk in divine health, to walk in freedom, to be filled and baptized with the Spirit of life, your Holy Spirit. Father, to walk, to fulfill the destiny for which you have molded and shaped us into this generation. So, Father, we use this as a remembrance of the covenant that you never break covenant, and you never forget the word of promise. And you said in the latter days, you will pour out your spirit again, even as water is poured upon dry grounds and causes that which has been dry to grow forth again. I thank you that you said when we are dried, oh God, in the latter days, you will pour out your spirit again, and you will cause us to rise out of our graves and become a mighty army for your glory to harvest the nations. Because you will empower us again. You said you pour out your spirit upon our flesh, that which you planted. You will cause your waters of righteousness to produce righteousness again out of the earth. So, Father, We thank you for preparing our hearts for this season. We seal that commitment we made tonight. Father, do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we are able to ask. Remove, uproot. Father, let your own prayers in our lives by the Spirit of the Lord who searches all things, Father, be fulfilled beyond even that which you've uttered before you. Father, we thank you that you will look upon this blood as you looked upon the blood in the days of Israel. You said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. I pray in the name of Jesus that this blood again will become not just a revelation, but a reality, that those that are marked by the blood, Father, every destruction will pass by, but the only thing that will come true are your blessings, your riches, your glory, your empowerment, your inheritance. Father, remember your covenant, your blood in this season in our lives as we enter this month of miraculous visitations, this month, this window of prophetic alignment. I pray in the name of Jesus that you remember your blood, you remember your covenant, you remember your bride Jesus. Oh, we surrender. Do this because of your blood, because of your covenant. Remember us this season. Father, you have given us access to the Holy of Holies through the blood of your Son, a new and a living way. Father, as we take this blood tonight as a memorial, we thank you that you give us total access, unhindered access, and open heaven these days as we wait upon you, that we will be completely under an open heaven wherever we go, even as we gather in this place. We thank you for an open heaven, a way that has been made for us to come directly to your Holy of Holies by the blood of the Lamb. Father, thank you that you've washed our sins, you washed our iniquity. You are looking upon us now only on the blood and the credit, the righteousness that is in this blood. The name of your Son, Jesus, that is in this blood. Your word, your promises that is in this blood. Father, we thank you. You will remember us because of your covenant this week. You will protect us. You will preserve us. You will surround us with your fire, with your angels, with your chariots, because we are covered in the blood. You have marked us by the blood, our families by the blood, our cities by the blood, our lives by the blood, that in this season, O Lord, you will, wherever you see the mark of this blood, the covenant of your Son, you will pass over, but you will release the blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Our hope is in your mercy. Our hope is in your promise that you are a covenant keeper. Thank you for washing us tonight. Thank you for sealing us and our families into this season. Thank you for laying the foundations of our hearts through this blood to receive all that you have for us. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We go forth in the power of the blood. Amen. David killed Goliath by revelation of circumcision. So because of the revelation of the blood, believe that everything this week will go well with you. Amen? Amen? This season will go well. The Lord has marked you. You've made a covenant with him. Rest in that faith. Walk in open heaven and let's see what God has for us. Amen? Amen. Tomorrow we'll be back here. These doors are open from 6 p.m. Cheryl will lead worship till 7, and we press in. Amen? On the 21st and 22nd, we're going to join with the Bay Revival that will be here. I believe it's timely. God allowed that during this season. On the 23rd, we're going to join another move of God in prayer. The Lee students God just laid in their heart, says, no delay, host what God is doing. So they're going to be hosting a major prayer movement in Lee campus. They've been praying from morning 6 a.m. to 11, 12 every day, from Monday to Friday. And so they are hosting a group of people coming to pray. They are inviting young people from other universities. So what is happening here, we'll carry it into this 2 days of revival here. And then on Saturday, we carry it to Lee University. And we use these places as landmarks of what God will see. And then we'll be back here and continue until we finish on the 21st. But God will be showing us things. Amen. Before then, God bless you. And keep each other in prayer. Amen. And if any of you don't feel like sleeping any of these days, our all-night prayer is here Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. Amen.